Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got.
Good evening. I hope all is well with everyone. Have you praised him today? Every praise does belong to God. And have you given him praise today? Well, this is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight I ask you to get a piece of paper and a pen handy. There's some information that you'll need to write down. So if you will do that while you are listening. Like I said, I hope that all is well with all of you. I've had a great week. And it's a blessing to be here tonight. Tonight we're going to discuss, we're going to talk about our Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The title is The Cross in the Middle. The scripture is coming from Luke, the 23rd chapter, the 33rd verse. When they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him along with criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. That's coming from Luke 23:33. Golgotha, that's the Calvary, talking about Calvary, the smallest hill in Jerusalem, seldom finds a place in a list of mighty mountains that surround the city of David. Most meaningful of all majestic mountains on the face of the earth. But you know one thing? We must give honor to Mary, who was obedient when the angel came to her and told her that she was having the Son who was coming to the world to save our sin, save us from sin. You know, that was very hard on Mary. That's not an easy task. To carry a baby and you're getting ready to get married and it doesn't belong to Joseph. I mean, she had a hard task because that wouldn't have been easy for us to know that we were, you know, that we were pregnated with the baby. And it doesn't belong to the man that we're getting married to. And to convince Joseph to be able to be obedient and accept Mary as she was. So we must applaud and give honor also to Mary, to being faithful, to carrying this baby for 9 months, and to even know that when she had the baby, it wasn't in a hospital. It wasn't in a nice place. All of that, that was hard. Because, you know, one thing, when we got pregnant, just think about the time that you got pregnant. You started thinking about the pretty clothes that you wanted to buy that baby. You probably stayed in the store all the time picking out stuff, pretty stuff. It was going to be a girl, the pretty, beautiful dresses, the boy, the little shorts and the suits and stuff like that. You thought about all of those nice things. You started thinking about what color the room that you're going to paint the room. You started thinking about the crib and all of those things. But Mary, just think about Mary. We always should honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but just think about Mary. What she had to go through. She had to go from one city to the other, but her and her husband to protect her baby Jesus. That is a lot to accept and to go through, and knowing that you didn't know the outcome, what the outcome was going to be. So I just wanted to stop and just give honor to Mary tonight. But let's continue on with our story. There are similar crosses, talking about the crosses, the three cross. Jesus was in the middle, the cross in the middle. And he had criminals to his right and also to his left. Three similar crosses stands there, but they differ from each other as the dark night from the bright day. The central cross is a local point of the universe because of the man hanging there. He's holy and righteous, yet in him the guilt of all humankind is nailed to that cross. Pilate testified that he finds no guilt in him, a Roman officer. Surely that this was a righteous man. Luke 23:47. It is our cross that he hangs on. He bears our guilt, sin, and punishment on the cross of redemption. Jesus died on the cross and exonerated you. We were redeemed from the guilt of all our sin forever and ever. There we receive salvation, forgiveness, and redemption. Let us kneel at the cross and the gate of our city of refuge, which is eternal life. Yes, Jesus gave us eternal life when he went to that cross. He came to earth to die for our sins. Would you have done that for your son? Have any of you seen the new movie recently, Son of God? We have seen many stories about Jesus on the cross. Son of Man was really a good movie. It really was hard to look at certain parts of it because you couldn't understand how one day the people believed in Jesus and the next day they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. It's so different back then. I don't know what would we do also. Would we have done the same thing? Turn our backs on Jesus? Do we turn our backs on fellow man when they do something right to us, and the minute that there's some sort of wrong, or you think there's something wrong, we turn our backs on them? We change our minds? We turn our decision, our thoughts about a person? Would we allow our son to be put on the cross and to be beaten, spit on, Mary was there every step of the way. When I watched that movie, and also in the Bible, it says in the Bible, but watching that movie, every moment Mary was there. Watch how her son was being beaten, spit on, oh, just pushed with down with the cross, just so many different things that he went through. But Mary was right there watching it all. She was a strong lady to be able to bear all of that until the minute her son gave up his last breath. She was right there. It was hard for me to even watch that story on TV, that movie, and also in the movies. It was really very hard for me to watch that. So Mary was a strong lady. They don't talk about the things that Mary went through. As you know, I know it was all about Jesus, but just think about the things that she had to bear while her son had to be beaten and spit on and all those things that went on. But that's not what the purpose of this whole story is, to glorify Jesus. Many people regard the observing of religion principles as a tiresome yet necessary discipline because it places restriction on our lives and our pleasures. Yet we realize that it is important for the well-being of their soul. Christians should have a more positive attitude to their faith because Jesus came so you could have life in all its abundance. He wants your life to be filled with purpose, vitality, and joy. The basic of our Christian purpose experience is a relationship with our caring Heavenly Father, who wants only the best for His children. It's amazing how, you know, how much God loves us to send His only begotten Son to the world to go through all these things that He did. He sacrificed His Son on the cross because of His incomprehensible great love for you, for us. Jesus offered you forgiveness, redemption, and the hope of eternal life. His Holy Spirit enables you to live in trust, confidence, and victory. What more could anyone ask for? Just think about how much more can Jesus prove His love to us? You've had the promise of the best, very best that life can offer, and all that God expects of you is to yield to His sovereignty in your life. This is little enough to ask in exchange for a life of fulfillment and joy. What are those questions? Think about those questions I just asked. The first question, would allow your son to go on the cross and be beaten the way that he was and crucified? Would you think about that? But if we look at the movie Son of God and all the other movies that they have put on during the Easter holiday, isn't it hard to watch that movie? If it's hard to bear to see Jesus going through those things, it would be hard to allow your son to go through that. We don't want to be tested by God and asking, will you give up your son? I wouldn't want to have to be asked that question, because that's something hard for me to really say. I would want to do what God wants me to do, but at the same time, there would be doubts and questions regarding that. But Mary did ask one question, because she knew that Joseph was going to have a problem with it. But after the angel convinced her and told her, she accepted it and was obedient and did exactly what God wanted her to do, in spite of the outcome. Can we be that strong? If something happened to any of our children right now, yes, it will be, we will go through changes, yes, because it's our own flesh and blood, but will we have enough faith to know that God will be there and help us do it regardless of whatever the situation is? I'm sure some of us have experienced that already. Going back to the scripture, the cross in the middle, the two people that was on the right and the left side, a mighty, mighty man of God did not need to be in the middle, because the thing that Moses and the people experienced in the wilderness, it seems like that would trickle down from that time to here now, that God would not have to keep proving himself to us, because the things that he keeps blessing us with, he blesses whenever we pray, we ask him for healing, we ask him for guidance and protection of our children. He continues to do those things for us, but still we have questions. Each day we have questions. Yes, I know we are human, but we must go forward in this year to have greater faith in God. And also, before the Easter holiday, well, I wouldn't say Easter holiday, I would say the resurrection, let me read something that I want to, and I hope that you will be a part of as well. Psalms 51, 7 through 10 reads, I want to ask God to cleanse me. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. Purify me with suffered, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my guilt and iniquity. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering and steadfast spirit within me. Yes, I want to ask God to cleanse me. Help me, cleanse me from fear, cleanse me from doubt, cleanse me from small belief. Help me to believe in him better, to be stronger in faith, and also encourage others and your family and friends to believe that God will get them through whatever they might be going through. Sometimes it doesn't happen right away, but he will never leave you or forsake you. I had a great Bible study class for the last 10 weeks, we talked about courageous faith in the Bible, courageous people who had faith and got through different things, and they had different obstacles in their lives, but being strong in the Lord, they persevered. We talked about David. We talked about Daniel. We talked about Boaz. We talked about Ruth. We talked about who else? And these are all courageous people that went through a whole lot, but they never gave up on their God. There were other people, kings wanted them to acknowledge their God, but they stood up for God. We must do that now. Stand up for God and believe in Him because of what He has done by sending His only Son on the to bear that burden on the cross. So let us go into this Sunday is Palm Sunday and going into Resurrection. Let us go in with more faith than we have now, believing that we shall overcome whatever we might be going through, because He will do just that. He will be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. But also, give up something for the next week. Fast and pray. Pray maybe our Sunday school teacher, not Sunday school, I'm sorry, our Bible study minister that spoke tonight, he asked us to pray 3 times a day. For 7 days, pray 3 times a day. And also to pray for things that you feel that, things that you need to improve in yourself, and also pray for someone that you may have not spoken to or you have feelings, bad feelings about. Call that person and ask that person for forgiveness. And then continue to pray for that person. And pray 3 times a day. Praying to God for what you want is also asking God to forgive you for the way that you have felt about that person. Do that for 7 days. So I ask you to do the same thing as He asks us this evening, cleansing us for all things that we have held in our heart, in our minds, in our souls. Go into the Resurrection Sunday with a clean heart. Create me a clean heart. I have several announcements tonight, so I'm going to go into the announcement right now that we have. We have plenty announcements. Let me get the flyer. We have decided that we want to be going on a trip, and we are going to Panama City Beach. We are going on July 18th, 19th, and the 20th of July. Transportation and three days and two nights. Once again, it's for transportation and lodging for 3 days and 2 nights at Bay Point, Windham Resort in Panama City, Florida. The total amount will be, let me go over the deposit and the amount for each occupancy. For 4 in a room, it's $250. The deposit is $100. and $50 in monthly deposits. Three in a room is $280. And that's $100 deposit, $60 monthly. Double occupancy, that's $350. That's per person, of course. And $110 deposit and $80 monthly. The first deposit, the deposit is due by April 19th. We're having a meeting, our third monthly meeting on on April the 19th. And the first deposit is due for four in a room, $50, three in a room, four in a room, $100, three in a room is $100, and two in a room is $110. That date is April 19th, the first deposit. The next payment is May 3rd, June 3rd, and July 3rd. We must have the deposit in by the 19th because there's a deadline to make a deposit to the resort and also deposit for transportation. There's no refund after May 5th. I will be emailing everyone that I have emailed for. Sheila has already sent out some emails already, but everyone that has an email, we will be sending that out. I will be sending that out tonight. So everybody should have it by tomorrow. If anyone that you know that is interested in being on the show, I'm looking at something else now. Anyone that is interested in going on the trip, I'm looking at the paper here and it took my mind off the wrong thing. If anyone is interested in going on the trip with us, please let us know. I have most of the emails of people that joined us last year. I'm not getting my thoughts together. I guess I should have, but anyway, anyone that is interested in going, please let us know. And like I said, I have most of the emails for the ladies that went with us last year on our trip to Savannah. I will be sending those email out as well. And all the information that I just went over is on the flyer, and I'll be sending that out tonight after I get off the air. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 770-9118. That's 770-981-9118. And my email address is marymhollis@aol.com. marymhollis@aol.com. You can ask any question. But I'm going to try to get all of those out tonight so you'll have enough time to spread the word, tell your family members. This trip is also being joined by two ministries. The Next Chapter Widow Ministry and the GLOSS Ladies of Significant and Services. That is Sheila's daughter ministry. So they will be joining us on this trip this year, and we hope that we fill the bus. The bus has 47 seats, so we need to fill it up so we'll be able to enjoy this trip with no cash flow, no short of cash flow. So spread the word, and I'll try to get this flyer out to you tonight. And that's the end of our show. Be blessed and have a great week. And just think about Mother Mary, what she went through. We can be stronger in faith in God and do the same thing. Be blessed. Tune in again next week. And by the way, next
Tuesday, we will have a guest speaker next week, which is the 15th of April. So spread the word that we'll have a guest speaker, and that is it. So I will talk with you next week, and have a great one.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Because he knew you could survive it. So.